Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there who are listening in. We hope that you have a very fun day this weekend. And we got lots to talk about. We invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. That's our number. In just a few moments, we're going to talk about, you know, we don't like to wade in too much on politics on this program, but there's a story that is little discussed to lend us a different perspective on the Freddie Gray death in inner city Baltimore. This is a fascinating story of how environmental toxicity may have contributed, may have been, you know, we talk about the police, we talk about inner city poverty, but environmental toxicity may have been a contributing factor to the tragic death of Freddie Gray. Also, fibromyalgia, a challenging medical condition. A specific nutrient comes up high in research to combat the symptoms of bodily aches and pains associated with fibromyalgia. 888-302-3684. We're going to start the program talking about one of the reasons that you have out-of-control food cravings. That's actually going to be the subject of a seminar that we'll be doing at the Hoffman Center. We're reinaugurating our seminar series. We've had a hiatus for several months because we decided, you know, lots of people showed up, but, you know, okay, we got, you know, 60, 70 people in a lecture hall, and a lot of people were clamoring for the content. So what we've done is we've been working on it, and we are now going to, we'll have a public meeting where people can come and hear our seminar live at the Hoffman Center on June 24th. Mark your calendars. And you can get information by calling the Hoffman Center or check out our website. But those of you who are in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, for that matter, you'll be able to view the seminar on overcoming your food cravings via a video cast. We're going to record it, and we're going to make the content available to our general listeners, people who follow us on Intelligent Medicine. So also this week, I did a great podcast with Mark Schatzker, the author of The Dorito Effect. It's a fabulous book. I suggest you get it because it explains why we've gone off the rails in terms of our obesity epidemic. Two major factors that he cites. One is because of agricultural chemistry and you probably, you know, many of you, I think, watch this develop if you're a little older. The taste of common foods, you know, the way you remembered it in childhood, it's not just nostalgia. The foods tasted better. They have been robbed of their flavor in favor of shelf life. Like, think of the tomato. The tomato that looks fabulous, but it's absolutely tasteless because we bred it for shelf life, and we bred it for appearance, and we bred it for resistance to pests, agricultural pests, but somewhere the flavor is gone. The same thing has happened with chickens. Chickens in the 1940s and 50s tasted different than cardboard chickens that we now purchase. And so that's number one. The foods are tasteless, but also we have revved up the flavors of foods with artificial flavorings, chemicals that are the result of food technologists' experiments in how to jazz up our taste buds. And so listen to that podcast, great podcast, with Mark Schatzker about The Dorito Effect, a new book just out. And it'll explain why you're going off the rails in terms of your food cravings and you just can't stop. But here's another reason you can't stop. This just in. The type of sugar you eat may affect your cravings for high-calorie foods, according to researchers. Now, this has to do with fructose, in particular high-fructose corn syrup. And around 30 years ago, the cost of sugar went up. And it had something to do with our Cuban embargo, because we got a lot of our sugar cane from Cuba. And we decided that we had a lot of excess corn in America, and it could be chemically processed into high fructose corn syrup, which is a potent sweetener. But it's different in its characteristics from glucose, which is old-fashioned table sugar that you get from sugar cane or from beets. Most of the glucose that we get in this country is from sugar beets. But fructose is actually cheaper to produce, and it's propped up by agricultural subsidies in the billions of dollars by the U.S. government to farmers to make more corn, which then can be made into cheap sugar. In fact, they even turn it into gasohol, totally irrational. So the sugar that's found in fruits, to a modest extent, honey, but in particular corn syrup. I mean, the biggest delivery system for high fructose corn syrup is soda. It's just laden with high fructose corn syrup. But also, you know, like so-called maple syrup, it's not really original maple syrup. It's kind of ersatz maple syrup. That's high fructose corn syrup. Many sweeteners that you find in the market, candies, they're full of high fructose corn syrup. All right, did a little experiment. Volunteers drank a 10-ounce glass of cherry-flavored liquid that contained either fructose or glucose. Same calorie content, either fructose or glucose. And then, before having their drinks, the participants rated their desire to eat on a 1 to 10 scale from not at all to very much. And then they did it afterwards. And what they found was that compared with glucose, consuming fructose produced greater responses to food cues. And they did an MRI study looking at the brain in the orbital frontal cortex of the brain. And the fructose drink even produced greater activity in the visual cortex when volunteers looked at images of food. So literally, the fructose caused the brain to light up when additional food cues were presented. And oh, here's this item. There was a change in the susceptibility to instant gratification. You know, the ability to defer pleasure is part of how we solidify our dietary resolve. But after fructose, when choosing between the option of either a high-calorie food or a delayed monetary reward, this is like a little psychology experiment they set up. You can have a sugary snack, or you can have a little monetary reward, but it's going to be deferred. You're going to get it. You know, we'll send you the check in 2 weeks. The fructose drinkers were more likely than glucose drinkers to opt for the immediate gratification of the food. I want it now. So this is quite fascinating. It may have to do with the insulin response. One of the advantages cited for fructose, they used to say, well, this is diabetic sugar. Well, no, it's not. It's not good because fructose infiltrates the liver and increases the risk for high triglycerides and cardiovascular disease, for sure. But one thing it doesn't do is it doesn't release insulin. But when it doesn't release insulin, the insulin is there to send a signal to the brain that you've eaten. And fructose doesn't stimulate insulin secretion, so there's no insulin, and you don't get the information that you're full. So does this mean it's a good idea to avoid fruit because it contains fructose? And the answer is no. But, you know, look, don't guzzle fruit juice and don't eat a bowlful after bowlful of delicious, succulent fruit, because you will get a substantial amount of fructose. But the small amount of fructose that you get from, say, a cup of berries, that's not going to do it. What we're talking about is high-test, concentrated, chemically processed high fructose corn syrup, which is mostly in candy, sweetened foods, and especially in soda. This is just changing our whole appetite landscape. And this is just one among the secrets that we're going to share with you at the upcoming seminar. So check it out. Register for it at drhoffman.com or call the Hoffman Center. you know, it's not enough just to form a dietary resolve, you know, say, well, I just downloaded a copy of the Salad and Salmon Diet, I'm going to follow it. We have to address all the things that subvert our resolve and kindle our food cravings and get in the way of us implementing what we know is right in our brains. But our reptilian, deep-seated impulses overcome our conscious resolve. All right, 888-302-3684. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
And what will you find in our Intelligent Medicine newsletter? Well, this week, a great article, The Tide is Turning, Five Health Victories We've Already Won. And also, if you check out the newsletter, go to our website at drhoffman.com. You'll discover that our product of the week is Sofytopro Skin Moisturizer. It's a great product. It men and women can use it. And it's a fabulous thing to keep your skin in excellent shape. Great, well, a belated Mother's Day. Yeah, I can always get something for Mom. All right, 888-302-3684. And our next caller, who is Diane, will be the recipient of a Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray sample pack with 1, 2.5, and 4 ounce spritzers, convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That is a $24 value. Diane, are you psyched about that?
I am so psyched.
because the bugs are just about to come out. If you open a window now in, I mean, I'm on the 21st floor in Manhattan, and the mosquitoes come, they home in on me.
Right. So, oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I'm getting out my cedar side. And you will, so just stay on the line, though. Don't hang up, because you'll speak to our jack of all trades, our producer, board op, Al, and he'll take down your information. We'll send you a complimentary sample pack of Cedarside. Great. So what's your question, please?
Okay. I have a lot of arthritis in one knee, and one doctor told me I popped off some cartilage. Now, it's ruining my life. I've been through physical therapy and all that. I want to ask you about something. I heard two different programs recently on the radio. One was about
you listen. Wait. You listen to other programs?
Oh, I must admit. Well, you're only on once a week, darling.
Oh my goodness! You know, you're not faithful. You're not. No, it's okay. Look, let a thousand flowers bloom, as Mao once said. So you can listen to those other programs, but just run it past me before you try and listen.
I used to listen to you every day before
Well, now you can. You still can, because we do podcasts, and if you go on at drhoffman.com, you can listen to the podcast.
Oh, great. So anyway, here it is. Okay, one of them was about ozone therapy and how it's used for just about everything, especially in Europe, and it's supposed to, like, help your knee.
I'm all over that. In fact, you know, I was actually one of the first.
What do you mean all over?
I'll tell you. I'm actually one of the first adopters of ozone therapy in New York. I used it a lot in the 80s and 90s. All forms of ozone therapy, you know, injections and blood washing of ozone. And I even traveled to Europe to, you know, just visit some of the clinics in Europe that were using ozone. And it's very popular over there. And the science was promising and interesting in the 80s and 90s. But I have to say that I haven't seen the science really advance to demonstrate that ozone, you know, cures disease. It was thought to be a cure for AIDS. It was thought to be a cure for hepatitis. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the proof that it kills viruses. I mean, it makes sense because you use ozone to sanitize and clean swimming pools. It kills everything, so all the bad bugs. But in the human body, sometimes, I mean, you know, you can kill bugs with bleach, you know, in a test tube, but that doesn't mean you should drink bleach or shoot in bleach intravenously to, you know, get rid of AIDS or get rid of cancer or get rid of hepatitis or mono. So, you know, I'm not that much of a fan of ozone therapy. Now, there's also this thing about injecting joints with ozone. And I think, you know, there may be something to it, but I have to say that whenever you inject a joint with whatever, you know, hyaluronic acid or stem cells or platelet-rich plasma, there's a huge placebo effect. And so it's sometimes hard to, you know, like 40% of people will say, hey, that was great. You know, my knee's better. But then, you know, a few months later, well, it only lasted for a while. Well, that's the nature of placebo effects. They last for a few weeks or months, but they don't cause definitive change. So that's my take on it.
Oh, God. Because, the other one was about would they take your blood and they spin it and they put it back in.
Yeah, there's some plausibility to that. Platelet-rich plasma, yeah. And orthopedists are doing that. Standard orthopedists are doing it. Again, the studies on that are, you know, kind of plus minus, but I think that it's worth a try. But, you know, the problem is people get messed up knees and, you know, the surgery doesn't help. And then, you know, we try all manner of things. Then ultimately you're on the road to a knee replacement, unfortunately. And, you know, we want to defer that for as long as possible because knees, when replaced, I mean, they last for a long time, but they're really designed to not last more than 15 or 20 years. And if you're, you know, 45 or something and you get a knee replacement, hey, you know, that may not, you know, you may outlast your knee replacement and then you're in trouble because a second knee replacement is kind of tricky. So, you know, we want to defer that as much as possible. You know, prolotherapy, I hear people talking about that on the radio, and that could be helpful too. You know, you pay your money and you take your chances, and some people respond and some people don't. And that's the way it goes. All right, speaking of craving, another thing that we find helpful at the Hoffman Center for Combating Craving, check it out at drhoffman.com, is Capsiate Gold. Capsiate, it's a potent extract of pepper, but without the bite. It's easily tolerated. Capsiate Gold to accelerate metabolism and be an adjunct to weight loss can be helpful.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, I have a little ritual, which is before each broadcast, especially, you know, when the weather permits, I like to take a nice long run. It clears my head. It relaxes me. And then I can settle down and do a little research and get ready for this broadcast. And I must admit, this winter has been very daunting. And as I get a little older, I get a little less intrepid about going out in freezing temperatures. So finally, the cold weather has remitted, and I've started my running again. But I'm a little rusty. And this morning when I embarked on my five-mile run, I powered up as usual with Super Beats. And, you know, at first I felt, I am just not in prime condition to undertake this. But within minutes, I felt energy and I felt my stamina returning. And I just blew through the 5 miles effortlessly. And I attribute this to the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates in foods like beets are converted to nitric oxide in the body. This is actually a Nobel Prize-winning concept, and it's now utilized by many sports teams because studies show that 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. But who can drink 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day? It's messy. Some people don't like the taste. So you can get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. You can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a free book which tells the story, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. This is a no-risk offer that lets you try this literally life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. Call 800-738-2198 or click intelligentbeats.com for the special offer for my listeners only. Intelligentbeats.com. Try it for yourself or give them a call at 800-738-2198. Again, that's 800-738-2198 for Super Beats. All right, we'll take more of your phone calls at 888-302-3684 in a moment, but I want to get to this Freddie Gray story. Those of you who don't follow the news, Freddie Gray died in Baltimore, and the circumstances are controversial. They've indicted police officers, and they're going to go on trial for brutalizing Freddie Gray. But I don't want to get into the politics of this because there's a lot of controversy. You know, was it a correct arrest? Was he, did he resist arrest? But the one thing that is factually the case is that this is not Freddie Gray's first brush with trouble. He is a troubled youth who finally met his demise at the hands of the police. And there's an interesting perspective on that. That's the whole reason I'm talking about it. Is did you know that Freddie Gray had documented lead poisoning? At one point, his family, in fact, sued a landlord, and they won an undisclosed settlement. He grew up with lead poisoning. There's a great piece in the Washington Post that I posted on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll see these interesting posts. It lays out the whole story. And this is not unique to Freddie Gray. This is a problem that occurs in the inner city and particularly affects minorities because they grow up in crumbling housing stock where lead paint peeled off the walls. And this is documented. This is not just alleged because, he won a court case. Now, he had additional problems. He was born prematurely to a mother who may have been using heroin while pregnant. He was a twin. He was born 2 months early, and he spent the first few months of his life in a hospital, which doesn't do a lot of good for your subsequent success in life because prematurity puts you at risk for brain damage and subsequent intellectual compromise, behavioral problems, and lead particularly is highly associated with attention deficit disorder. In the Post, an expert is quoted who says, all these kids that grew up in those houses, they all have ADHD. Well, is there a link? I mean, is it upbringing? Is it lack of a father in the household? Is it that they weren't read, the Odyssey and the Iliad and bedtime stories to enrich their brains? Well, lead has been documented to compromise brain function. And they actually have some dramatic statistics here. In 1993, 13,000 kids in Baltimore were found to be poisoned with lead. And they changed the threshold. So if they did the same study today, it would be 30,000 kids. This is a serious problem. A child who's poisoned with lead is 7 times more likely to drop out of school, 6 times more likely to end up in the juvenile justice system. And they're also likely to have what is called aggressive behavior. Freddie Gray's twin, whose name is Federica, his sister, developed issues with aggression. She was always the aggressive one, according to someone in this article. She liked to fight all the time and all of that. And the twins were both diagnosed with ADHD. And they are subject to serious liabilities, setbacks in life that compromise their ability to get jobs, to perform at high levels, and may even incline them towards aggressive and criminal behavior. So, you know, the true culprit here, is it the Baltimore police? Is it bad upbringing? Is it lack of government funds for programs? Certainly we can implicate the epidemic of environmental toxicity, lead poisoning, as part of the problem which led Freddie Gray to his untimely demise. All right. Let's talk now to Debbie in Florida. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just calling because I just found out that I have osteoporosis of the left femoral neck.
And well, you and every other woman in Florida. That's not a big whoop.
Oh, it's not?
No. So do you have any numbers there? Because, I mean, just like we know cholesterol numbers, they're actually numbers that are your...
As level 3.
T-score? Do you have something called a T-score? Is it a 3?
T-score?
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't see it.
Okay, so I don't know what level 3 means, but look, what's a common fate of many women in this country, and it can easily be addressed through a nutritional program. You're probably told that you need to take a drug, and I don't know how severe your osteoporosis is, but in my practice, all but the most severe cases of osteoporosis get handled using a combination of nutrients. First of all, we got to check your vitamin D, make sure you have adequate vitamin D. In spite of living in Florida in the sun, a very high percentage of the population have low vitamin D. So taking vitamin D at, 3 or 5,000 or sometimes more per day, international units, you can restore your levels of vitamin D to above 40, which is necessary for preventing bone loss and even beginning the bone restoration process. But you can't really build bone, in my opinion, without the key player, which is strontium. And strontium is available over the counter. The product is strontium citrate, 2 capsules of strontium at bedtime. That's 340 milligram capsules. Often helps to enhance bone density. But, I would do this under the supervision of a nutritionally oriented physician because, you got to use your judgment. Sometimes I tell patients, oh, my goodness, your osteoporosis is so severe. It's really an emergency. We can't, dither with this. We got to act right now, and you need to go on a drug. Rarely do I have to do that, though, because strontium, along with vitamin K2, vitamin D, a supplement called Ostera, O-S-T-E-R-A, made by Metagenics, available on our website. These are things, mainstays in our treatment for osteoporosis. And I formulated a supplement called OsteoSupport, which contains bioavailable calcium and magnesium and silicon and boron and ipraflavone, lysine, all the essential components together, which help to support bone growth. But I find that without strontium, we can sometimes slow the progression towards bone loss, but strontium is really the bone builder. And I'm a big fan of it, and I see tons of patients with osteoporosis, and that that can help. But look, and I got to, just parenthetically, I got to say this, is I think that there's a real scare campaign out there around osteoporosis. And they tell you you have osteoporosis and you're going to break a bone and you're going to be disabled. And it's like, it is a real driver of drug sales in this country. It's like, what do you do with an otherwise healthy woman who's 60? You know, you got nothing to sell her, but then you do a DEXA scan, say you have osteoporosis, and now you've got lifetime income. You know, for the next four decades, this woman's taken a medication that's supposed to prevent their risk of a fracture. And I think that it paralyzes a lot of women with fear. It causes them to abandon exercise because they fear that their bones are going to break. And I think that's a terrible disservice.
I see it now, doctor. It's -2.7.
That's just crossing the threshold to osteoporosis. I mean, it's very close to just osteopenia. It's not that severe. And so you could respond to it. You're giving the correct number there. That's the T-score. Less than -2.5 is considered osteoporosis. You're -2.7. So you have crossed the threshold, but barely. It's not so bad. It can easily be reversed. Not to worry. There'll be an answer to this. And you're not at particularly high risk for fracture at this time. You just got to do something about it to prevent future problems.
Dr.
Right?
Hoffman, I just want to ask you one more thing. For severe panic disorder, what do you recommend? Because I
suggest you don't go and get a DEXA scan because that can make you more scared. Look, I mean, this clearly, I mean, that's the context in which this call is. I mean, listen, folks, we got a lady who's got anxiety, and this is just adding, it's a medical anxiety, adding to this generalized anxiety that you have. And it's not simple. It's not like, is there a quick fix, but anxiety could be treated naturally too. And, anxiety is helped by magnesium. It's helped by L-theanine. It's helped by omega-3 fatty acids. But most of all, it's helped by good cognitive behavioral therapy to, put your worries into context. I mean, I think, in the absence of religion and social structure, a lot of people are, they're kind of rootless and ideologically adrift. And as a result, panic is an epidemic in our society. And I think that, we need to address it nutritionally. It can be addressed nutritionally, and we can address it with good therapy, and preferably not with drugs, because the drugs will, minimize the panic. But unfortunately, you get osteoporosis, you take drugs, that increases your risk for staggering and falling and then breaking a hip, and we don't want to see that. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. When we return, we'll talk about a remarkable nutrient that can help the widespread body aching condition of fibromyalgia. This is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And oh, by the way, if you don't have a chance to call us today, as the show is soon going to be over, but you still have a question, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. And if your question is suitable, we will read it during one of our podcasts. We do a weekly Q&A with Layla wherein we answer your questions, and you can listen to the answer via our podcasts at drhoffman.com. So get your questions answered that way if it's not convenient to call. Radioprogram@AOL.com. And we won't be able to send you the answers, so we're not like an answering service, but we will use your question as fodder on our weekly Q&A with Layla, and you can get it answered that way. All right. Let's talk now to Heidi in New Jersey. How you doing, Heidi?
Hi. I didn't expect this. Glad to talk to you, doctor.
Hi.
I'm calling regarding the Super Beats.
Yes.
And my friend and I, who are senior citizens, have multiple health problems. We're taking many medications, and we are very low on energy.
Yeah.
And we would like to take the Super Beats, but I have been diagnosed with fructose intolerance, and perhaps
So tell our listeners what happens when you have fructose, because fructose intolerance. What does that mean? Because before we talked about a kind of intolerance whereby your blood sugar may be affected or your cravings may be affected, but fructose intolerance is something else, right? It's a digestive thing.
Yeah, I have irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay, so you get gassy, bloated, you get diarrhea, urgency when you take anything with fructose,
yes.
Right? And that's very important for our listeners to hear, because just as there's lactose intolerance, lactose is a type of sugar, there's also people who have fructose intolerance. And how do you diagnose it? You could probably tell us, Heidi, because you actually go to a doctor and, you could describe your symptoms, and then you breathe in, you take a fructose challenge and you breathe into a bag, and they collect the hydrogen, and, lo and behold, you've got fructose intolerance. It could be diagnosed that way. And then the answer is to avoid fruit juice and to avoid sodas and products that contain lots of fructose. And so you've relieved your symptoms by avoiding fructose?
For 7 years.
Excellent.
Not a bit of fruit.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible diet, of course.
Yeah, probably there's a threshold. Like, if you had like a couple of, like a small handful of berries, you probably wouldn't have terrible symptoms. It's not like celiac disease where you have to absolutely have zero gluten. But, it's like just like people with lactose intolerance, they might tolerate a few drops of milk in their coffee. But if they have ice cream, or if they drink a glass of milk or have a cream soup, they're, off to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what's your question?
So with the Super Beats, I think you answered it a little earlier that it's glucose in there in beets rather than fructose.
Well, here's the thing about Super Beets. One of the disadvantages of beet juice is it's relatively caloric, and it doesn't contain fructose, but it contains a lot of glucose. In fact, that's the way they get table sugar in America now that we don't get it anymore from sugar cane. That's in tropical countries. So we grow it in the U.S. or other countries, and then we process it into glucose, not fructose. So I'm looking at the nutrition facts on a canister of Super Beets, and what's interesting is that they managed to kind of improve on beets by eliminating the excess calories. So one serving size, which is a teaspoon, contains just 15 calories. That's like quarter slice of an apple or something. And that also, in terms of fructose, there's no fructose in it. There's 3 grams of sugars in it, but that's probably from glucose, the tiny amount. And the ingredients are beetroot crystals, natural flavors, malic acid, and stevia is the sweetener. So that's a non-sugar sweetener. So it tastes palatable and sweet. It doesn't taste, sour. Some people just can't get their head around the beet taste. Actually, it is only a faint, it doesn't taste like borscht, some people just don't like that flavor. And for diabetes, it'd be perfectly fine. And for fructose intolerance, it would be perfectly fine. So, I think that we've obviated that problem for you.
Yeah, thank you so very much.
Okay, and you can use it. I mean, it's compatible with most medications. And hey, it might, nitric oxide is so important. It might help your blood pressure. It might enhance your energy. Nitric oxide is an important signaling molecule for a variety of functions in the body. And as you age, and if you're sick, you just don't produce enough nitric oxide. And, you know, nitric oxide is, of course, the Viagra principle, but it goes beyond the genitals. It, you know, affects the heart. It affects the brain. It affects the lungs. You know, it's a very, very important signaling molecule for a variety of important bodily functions. All right. So this item, you know, we're fibromyalgia, serious problem. Tens of millions of Americans afflicted with fibromyalgia. Is there a natural solution? Well, a recent study compared a popular antidepressant, which reduces bodily aches and pains, it's called Cymbalta, with acetyl-L-carnitine, sometimes referred to as Alcar. 500 milligrams of Alcar three times daily, toe-to-toe, compared with Cymbalta. Alcar has been found to be helpful to depression. It also stimulates acetylcholine production. And interestingly, in this study, Alcar was comparable to this powerful drug, Cymbalta, in terms of relieving the symptoms of fibromyalgia. It also may improve peripheral nerve functioning. Small fiber neuropathy is a feature of fibromyalgia. So Alcar, think Alcar as a treatment for fibromyalgia. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us, and a very happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Check out our newsletter. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter.